With Australia Day this week, it was so cool to celebrate all those outstanding Australians that do so much great work in our community. And it was great to speak to the most decorated Olympian Australia has ever produced, Emma McKeon, who won 7 medals, including 4 gold at the Tokyo Olympics, including gold in the 100 metres freestyle.
It's going to be gold for McKeon.
She breaks 52 seconds for the first time and claims the Olympic Games gold medal in the 100 metres freestyle.
Yeah, I haven't watched it many times, but when I do, I still get like that nervous feeling, even though I know what's happened.
Well,
it is nice to rewatch it because it kind of helps it sink in a bit more for me. Because it is just like something that I obviously grew up being like, it was kind of an unattainable thing almost. And then now that I've done it, it's like takes a bit for it to feel real, I guess.
I tell you what, that if I won a gold medal, I'd be showing everybody, watching it every day. I'd be telling my kids, come here, come and watch what Dad accomplished here. We send it.
Yeah.
My good mate Damien Leith, who was the Ulla Dulla ambassador on Australia Day, joined us to have a chat, and we got talking about his musical family and how they respond to his, well, somewhat overbearing ways.
The music's continuing. They're all into it. My daughter's mad into it. And
well, we saw you on the TV with Kiki performing this one.
Cover me in sunshine, shower me with good times.
Now, that is just cute as a button. If you actually watch that video, I could hear her voice, but she's kind of looking at you just like, hey, Dad, back off on the chorus, man. I got this.
It's so true. I'm even hearing myself there. When you played, I was like, listen to that guy. Would he ever just shut up? You know, let the girl sing, for God's sake.
Cover me in sunshine.
Back off, Dad. Back off. Huskies inflatable race happened on Australia Day, and Team 2ST, well, we came stone cold motherless last. Yeah, I wasn't too happy about it.
Stolzy, mate, you're still puffed, blood's still pumping. How are you feeling?
Pretty buggered. Well,
mate, looking back on the season, the training that's taken place, all of the preparation leading up to this moment, thoughts?
A great event. Our team's pretty shit out today. We've got a lot to do before next year's race if we're going to be serious and maybe claiming the title, which is what we came here for.
Even went down in the thong throwing, or should I say thong throwing, and I believe it was because we're missing the secret ingredient, the weapon that is Peter Andrea. A no-show.
I've got a spare pair and I've been practicing, but
yeah,
it was one of those days, Stolz.
Maybe you've just got that strong arm, you know. I know you're only small in stature, but you've got an arm like a giant. But
I've got a will of steel.
Okay, well, 2st.com.au. Let's not talk about your will of steel. Let's talk about my pronunciation. I got in shit off Sherl. Sherl from Barara. How are you this morning?
No, look, you said it wrong again. It's Barara.
Okay. I'm sorry, Sherl. I'm sorry. You did that. I did that same thing last time.
You did.
Okay. All right. I should lift my game a little bit.
Yes.
And the King Hall Motors secret sound continues to elude the Shoalhaven.
Throwing a empty container into your curbside bin.
It's taken off the petrol pump.
The automatic hand sanitizer station at Woolworths in Nowra, where you look up to it, put your hand under it, and if you listen carefully, I was in there early one morning and I could hear that noise.
That's the week that was on the 2ST Brekkie Show.